With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a federal judge has temporarily blocked a Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The judge blocked the freeze just minutes before it was set to go into effect, pausing the administration's directive until Monday. A memo from the White House Budget Office announcing the freeze sparked confusion and panic among organizations that receive federal funding, including Meals on Wheels and other nonprofits. Administration officials said Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, student loans, and scholarships would not be affected. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The first standoff between Trump administration policy towards immigrants and a nation, in this case Colombia, has gone in favor of the U.S.
Deportation flights between the United States and Colombia resumed. That's following a dispute between the two countries that nearly led to a trade war. Two Colombian Air Force planes carrying more than 200 migrants were expelled from the U.S. and landed at Bogota's International Airport. One Colombian national who was deported, Wolfram Vasquez, says, they were boarded on a plane in chains with no food. They were handcuffed to the vehicle, and when they arrived to a Colombian plane, the handcuffs were removed. The diplomatic drama, which began over the weekend, provided clues on how Donald Trump's new administration would deal with countries standing in the way of its immigration policies. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A fifth person has died from injuries suffered during a massive explosion of illegal fireworks at a Honolulu home over New Year's. Police announced the death on Tuesday. The 29-year-old man was one of six people flown to a hospital in Arizona for treatment earlier this month. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 136 points. The Nasdaq rose 391. This is SRN News. The prosperity gospel is out of fashion with America's pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. The survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's highest court ruled that the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law in September. This latest decision comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. North Dakota's last abortion provider, now in Minnesota, is challenging the abortion ban as violating the state constitution. This is SRN News. Democratic Senator Gary Peters of Michigan will retire at the end of his term.
Peters says after serving three terms in the House and now two in the Senate, he's ready to call it quits. He told the Detroit News he's always seen public service as temporary. Quote, our founding fathers envisioned members of Congress as citizens serving their country for a few terms and then returning to private life. I agree. Peters' departure puts Democrats at a disadvantage, improving Republicans' chances of flipping the seat in a key battleground state. Bob Agnew reported.
The Republican leader of the Illinois House and five Illinois voters filed a lawsuit asking the state Supreme Court to throw out the legislative district map drawn in 2021. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie and colleagues on Tuesday said the court should declare the map violates the state constitution because it violates the protection of free and equal elections. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.